limits the din of the Nesor Mara very much. The din only applies if the both parents are healthy. If one or the other or both is a Chigir or a Gidain or a Sumo or a Cheresh or a Ilain. So there's no din of Ben Sarman. And then the Mishnah says another condition, there's the Achilu Rishayin and Achilu Shniya. So the first Achilu Rishayin, he steals money from his father. But one time it says Achshiyigna Mishalo V'lu Mishalim on the top Mishnah Nayin Alchem and Al, steals money from the both parents, and he goes and he buys meat at a bargain rate, at a cheaper rate, and he buys meat and milk, and he eats it like a real gangster with a bunch of gangster friends of his, and it's only in 3 months of his life, right after Bar Mitzvah, the first 3 months, sometimes less than 3 months, very, very restricted. So the first time he steals money, and he buys Basa B'Yayin, and he eats it with the Chevre Chabur Shekula Srekin, we give him Malkus. And the second time that he repeats it, so we give him the Reinish of Miso. Not that he really deserves the Reinish of Miso. The Aver that he did doesn't really correspond to the Reinish Miso. So the Mishnah says on the bottom of Ayin Aleph on the base, that's what we call Ben Sohamar, is Nidom Al Shem Sofo. We give him the death penalty now because that's what he's headed for. We say he really doesn't deserve it, but Yom Zaka by Yom Eschai. Better that we should kill him now when he's still basically innocent of anything. He didn't really do such a terrible avera. Rather than to wait till he becomes a real murderer, a real gangster, and then he'll for sure deserve the death penalty. So the Mishnah has another condition. The last line of Ayin Aleph Menachem, but the whole din only applies. The Bezdin to give Malkus in general is a Machlokes Satanaim in the first Mishnah. What is the Bezdin of 3? A Bezdin of 23. A Bezdin for Mamanis is enough, a Bezdin of 3 Rabbon. And to give Din in the Fashis, to give the death penalty, you need 23 Dayan. To give Malkus is a Machlokes Satanaim. But the Malkus is Shloisha, or Malkus is Be'esim Shloisha. So we pass the Malkus is Be'Shloisha in the first Mishnah. So here the Mishnah says, in Niskal, the last line on Ayin Aleph and Aleph in the Mishnah, we only give him the skila, the death penalty, if you have the same 3 members of the Bezin who were there when we gave him the Malkus. The Bezin for Malkus was consisted of a Bezin of 3, so that those 3 people have to be there together with another 23. You have to have the first 3 incorporated into the Bezin of the 23. How do you know? Because it says Benenu Zeh. The word Zeh means Zeh Shaloka Bifnechem. This same character, the one that you people just gave him the Malkus, so they have to be present. So the Gemara points out, how do you learn out 2 things? The Gemara on the top of on the base points out, how do you learn out 2 things from the same word Zeh? Zeh, we use to darshan Zeh v'loy sumin. Whenever it says Zeh, like it's the Gemara says in Menachos, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chodoshim in Parashas Boy, Kozer Eivu Kadesh, that the Rabbanu Shalom showed Moshe and Aharon the Levana, and he showed them, you see what it looks like. Whenever the Levana appears at this size, that's the Shear, and you, the Bezin should declare that it's Rosh Chodesh. Or it says, V'zeh Maseh HaMenorah. So the Gemara in the same stop says, V'zeh Malameh, Shiniz Kasha Moshe Rabbeinu, V'maiz HaMenorah. He didn't fully understand what it's supposed to look like. The Rabbanu Shalom showed him a Menorah Shalesh. And that's when he said, "Bezem my seminar." Or when Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Zeh yitnu kol ha'iral apkudim." Moshe Rabbeinu said, "By the machzah shekel." So also, the Rebbeinu Shlom showed Moshe Rabbeinu a machzah shekel shaleish. Or the Gemara says, when Moshe Rabbeinu was showing all of the dinim tameim, the shiratim atameim, says Zelachem Atoni, he said he picked up every behemoth, he picked up the shiratim tameim, and he showed the kol ha'iral what it looks like. So the word Zeh always has the connotation of something that you can see. Or Zeh Kelim Yanveyu. The Medrash says Zeh Kelim Yanveyu at the Kriyas Yamsu. So the Gemara says everybody was Marabi Yetzba. Rosa Shib Chavariyah Masha Sharot Masha Leroy Yitzko the Muzi the Maisa Merkofle, that there was such a Gilu Shechina that they were able to see some divine heavenly light or something. They threw up some Mara Hashchina there. They said Zeh. Here also it says, B'nenu Zeh, that means that the parents are able to see. That if one of the parents is a summa, he's not able to see. So he can't say b'neinu zeh. So on the one hand, we darshan the word zeh to mean zeh, but by assuming that the parents have to be able to see. And then we go with darshan zeh, b'neinu zeh, zeh shaloka bishnecha. This is the same chevreman that you 3 bayonim gave malchus to. the parents say, this was the one that you were instrumental in giving him Malkus the last time around, so now he got it again, now they want to give him the Yoinish Nisa. So the Gemara asks, how can you learn two things from the same words? So the Gemara works with that, it's not exactly from the same words, two different words, okay. That's what the Gemara explains. But basically, whenever it says there, it does mean something that you can see. That's not the Pashup shot, but that's reading in between the lines. That's one of the Midrash HaTanit Reshes then. So you read in between the lines and you understand whenever the word there is used, it has the connotation of some audiovisual aid, something that you can see. That's what the Gemara says, Babu Zoas Hashem Li B'tzeisim in Mitzrayim, that when you tell Sipi Yitzis Mitzrayim on Pesach night, B'shoshim U'nochim L'panach, you have to have the matzah, the Korban Pesach, the matzah, the morah, either all three, or one of the three, whatever, U'nochim L'panach, and that's what the Gemara says, that B'zman Hazeh, there is no Korban Pesach, so that you can't speak about. And morah is also, B'zman Hazeh, is only the Rabbanon. Morah is only Min HaTorah, B'zman Sh'yesh Korban Pesach. What about matzah b'zman hazeh? So that's a machlokes in the Gemara, in the end of Pesachim. When the matzah b'zman hazeh is the raisa, that's what we assume, despite the fact that the morah b'zman hazeh is the rabbanon, because morah has to be only in connection with the Korban Pesach, but matzah b'zman hazeh is the raisa. And there's one opinion in the Gemara that matzah b'zman hazeh is also only the rabbanon. Because matzah is only the raisa b'zman sheyesh Korban Pesach. B'zman sheyin Korban Pesach, so there's no matzah either. So then the Gemara says in the end of Pesachim, if there's no Korban Pesach b'zman hazeh, the matzah is only the Rabbanon, the morah is only the Rabbanon, then the tzitzis mitzvah is also only the Rabbanon. Why? Because there's Babu Zeh. Babu Zeh la'amartel v'sho she'esh matzah u'mor menachem l'fanach. So you have nothing there. On the level of the raisa, you have nothing to show. So then there's no mitzvah of tzitzis mitzvah. You only fulfill tzitzis mitzvah if there's something there. And you can point to it and say, Babu Zeh. So that's what the Gemara M'sochem adds on also. The Gemara quotes this Mishnah from Pesachim. So the Gemara adds on, a Sumo is Pata Miloy Mahagadah. That's how the Gemara starts off. Then the Gemara questions, maybe some things left, maybe the Maskana doesn't remain like that. But at least the Gemara starts off like that. It's not so clear what the Maskana is. So the Pashtus is why? Because it says, Babu Zela, Martel, Besho, Shesh, Matzah, Roman, Rachman, Fonecha. And he's Mara Be'etzba. And he points to the Matzah, the Pesach Matzah, and the Morah. If he's a Summa, he himself can't see it, so then he can't say Zeh. So the Gemara says, just like the Mishnah here, darshan from the word Zeh, v'neinu Zeh, prat v'sumin, so to over there, you should darshan Baba Zeh la'amarti, the Summa. So Summa is pata mi loymar ha'godim, mi derabbanon mistam yischayiv, as is discussed. Mi derabbanon mistam v'summa yischayiv, loymar ha'godim. But at least min ha'tarvi is not chayiv. That's why there's a question a lot of times. The family gets together on Pesach night and they have a Seder all together. So many homes, only one person says Kiddush. I never saw, they told me in some families everybody says Kiddush. The men, the women, and children, everybody says their own Kiddush on Pesach night. Even if all year long only one person says Kiddush, on Pesach night everybody says their own Kiddush. I never saw it. So if you have a practice and only one person says Kiddush, so let's say, what if the Mechabe, the Zeder, that he should say Kiddush? What if the Zeder is a Sagi Nohar? So can he say the Kiddush on Pesach night in order to be mitzvah everybody else? So in Shulchan Aruch, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that in Shulchan Aruch it says that the Kiddush is the first of the Arba Kaisis. Not only the drinking of the Kiddush is the first of the Arba Kaisis, the reciting of the Kiddush is the beginning of the Sipitzis Mitzvah. The reciting of the Kiddush is the beginning of the Haggadah. It's not that Kiddush is Kiddush is Kiddush. Kiddush Pesach is like Kiddush on Shavuos and Kiddush on Sukkot and Kiddush on Shabbos. And Kiddush on Rosh Hashanah, no, Kiddush on Pesach night is a double mitzvah. Number one, it's Kiddush, like all the time. And number two, it's the beginning of the Sleepy Tzitzis Mitzvah. It doesn't just begin with Avodim Hayinu. It doesn't just begin with the story. The Kiddush already says that today is Pesach, Man Cheres Leinu, Zechon Tzitzis Mitzvah. So already incorporated in the Kiddush is the beginning of the Sleepy Tzitzis Mitzvah. So since the Kiddush is the beginning, and the Gemara says, strictly speaking, the Summa is Potem, Ilama HaGodah, so in some it's not proper to have the Zedek and say the Kiddush. Then they should have someone else who is not a Sagi Nohar say the Kiddush again a second time to be Moitzi everybody. Because the Din is Apotamana, whoever is Potamana Dorbein and Moitzi Sarab Medecha Vasa can only be Moitzi the others if you're Mechuyiv on the same level as the others. Maybe the Summa is Chayim and the Rabban, but the others are Chayim and Atarev. So his Chiv is not on the same level as their Chiv. Some you're missing a big chunk. Every one of the Agadah is clearly not Miyakev. A lot of the Agadah is not Miyakev. But L'chor, they were Misakein, the Tzipit Yisrael should be fulfilled in this framework of four Brochas Alakos, the Kiddush Alakos, and Hashem Yolanu Alakos, and the Birchas Amozon Alakos, and then the Birchas Ashir Alakos, and then you fill in a lot of things in between. So a lot of those things in between are not Miyakev. But if the whole Kiddush is missing, so then everybody drinks their own abikosis, so the drinking is no shiva. That the Zayd is not going to invite me with the drinking, I'll drink on my own. But the reciting of the Kiddush should be the first unit of the Haggadah. So Mstama, that's not right to rely on a Summa to slay that. Anyway, that's a shiloh there in the Gemara Pesachim. Oh, here it says on the side, Pesachim Kuf Tezayim. Here on the top of Amud Beis, Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, they give you the cross-reference. So in the last Perek Pesachim, the Gemara quotes the Tzushtav, just like Yidarshin Zeh, Prat L'Sumim, over here, Menu Zeh, Prat L'Sumim, so there will also be Darshan Babu Zeh, Prat L'Sumim, like all the cases of Zeh. That means something that you can actually see. Okay, well, last week we got up to the Mishnah, an Ayin Aleph from the days. So the Mishnah we already began, we learned a little bit about this, that the din is, the Bemsorah Emora is only in the first 3 months following Bar Mitzvah, and if within the first 3 months following Bar Mitzvah he develops so much steor on the Eber HaErva, he keeps Zokin on Tachton, so then also he's off the hook. Also, if he gambles from the father after he keeps rocking a tachton, then there's no dina ben soremor. So that's what we pointed out last week. They seem to be two different pturim. When you look in the Rambam, really from the Gemara like that, and the Rambam just quotes it as it says in the Gemara. The Rambam does not blend them in together. After 3 months, he's thought that because you can't really call him a bain soremor. Keli ish bain soremor means bain v'loyav. Even though he's not a father, he's not nowhere near becoming a father, since theoretically, if he would have married a girl on the day of his bar mitzvah, and she could have become pregnant on that very day, a katan ain't a roi laholit, but a gadol is roi laholit. So if he would have gotten married on the day of his bar mitzvah, and the wife would have become pregnant, it would have been hukah rubra, theoretically, 3 months later, because the pregnancy is 9 months, and after 3 months is considered hukah rubra. He would have already been considered an av. So that's called bein v'loy av. And even though he's not, he didn't get married right away, that's bein v'loy haroi l'kros av. Since theoretically, it could have been like that, so it's already not included in the parsha of bein soremor. If he's a bein and an av at the same time, so there's no data bein soremor. So that's what the Gemara says with Russia, that after 3 months, if he steals money from the parents 3 months after the bar mitzvah and he starts the whole story, there's no din of ben soremor. But that doesn't say in the Mishnah. That's what the Gemara said 3 months. Bein v'loha av, bein v'loha roi l'krosav. The Mishnah only had the din of hikib zokin atachton. That's the first Mishnah, samaches on the base. And this Mishnah, and ayin alf on the base, hikib zokin, hikib zokin. Hikib zokin we saw in the Rambam, like in the Tshuvos HaGoyim, that just like by a girl, there are three stages. There's a kana, there's a naira, there's a boger. So too, by a boy, there's a cotton, and then there's a gadol, and then there's a boger. And the intermediate stage is still b'shus aviv, like by a girl. It's b'nureh beis aviv, a ketana is b'beis aviv, and an ayah is also b'beis aviv, partially. When she becomes a gadol, well, she leaves the beis aviv a little bit. When she becomes a bogeris, then she leaves the beis aviv l'gamri. There's 6 months, the Gemara says, 6 months between nairis and baris. When the girl reaches 12, yud beis shanam yivnecha, she becomes a bas mitzvah, she becomes a gadolus, so she's a naira. And Eman Aris Lebargas of the Shishaladash Mubarak, at the age of 12 and a half, she becomes a Bogeris. So when she becomes a Gedola, a Naira, she leaves Rishusavira, Bimikza. Some of the dinim no longer apply. Father no longer has the right to sell his daughter as an Omar Ivri. Even though no normal father is interested in selling his daughter, but the halacha indicates that the daughter leaves the Rishusavira partially. But then when she becomes a Bogeris, then she's Legamre Chutz Rishusavira. That's called the Yisayim B'chayavir. The Mishnah in the end of the Torah calls she has a mother and a father, and she's still called the Yisayim B'chayavir. The halacha treats her as if she's a Yisayim, because she's no longer B'shus Avir. Remember, I once asked Anna Bechina in class, what's an example of Yisayim B'chayavir? So one of the guys wrote, the mother died and the father's still alive. Yisayim B'chayavir. It's very simple. Yeah. Avada, that's Yisayim B'chayavir. But I meant the technical. The Mishnah in the end of the Torah has a technical category. Nisayim v'chayavir means the girl was a bogeris, is Nisayim v'chayavir. Or if he married her off, he already did Nisuin. If he only marries his daughter off, she only had Aries in, so she's still b'shusavi a little bit. Father can still be b'kabbala get. Then once she gets divorced, then once the husband dies, so she returns back to the b'shusavi. This wrote the b'shusla. If the husband dies during Erisin, she returns back to the b'shusavi. But if the father marries her off, Erisin and Nisuin, she's legami Nisuin, and the husband dies, or the husband gives her get, she does not return back to the Rishus of Yis. And Nisuin is also a Motzim Rishus of Yis. So the Mishnah in the end of the Dorim refers to such a girl as also Yisoyim Bebechayavi. Her husband died, not the father. The both parents are still alive. But because she already had a Nisuin, so she's Yotzah Legame Rishus of Yis. So by a girl, we know that there are three stages. There's a Ketana, an Ayir, and a Bogeris. And by a boy, that's what the Mishnah is telling us over here. That's how the Rambam and the Goinim have it like that. When the kid is the cotton, he's still b'shusaviv when he gets a certain divin. When he becomes after bar mitzvah, he's still b'shusaviv until he keeps zaken atachtam. And the simonim on the body, the simonim of development, are a little bit parallel to the girl. When does the girl become a bogeris? Also when his physical development, that she's more mature than she was before. So the child, the boy, up until he keeps zaken atachtan, is like a nar, like a parallel to the naira, he's still b'shusavik. After bagrus, so just like the girl leaves b'shusavik, so the son also leaves b'shusavik. So that's the lashon that the Rambam writes over here. He's no longer b'shusavik, so therefore there's no din of ben soramor. So it's not exactly the same, the two dinim. The din of 3 months and the din of he keeps zaken atachtan are slightly different. The 3 months is the din of bein v'loy haroi l'krosoav. And the din of Hikib Zakan Atachtan is a different part, but it's Yotza Mishusaviv, he's not under the shlita of the parents anymore. So that's why there's no longer a din of Ben Sarmar. So here the Mishnah has the din. Let's say the kid that Shanke Gamdet, he already did Achilu Vishen and Achilu Shni, he did everything before the 3 months are up, before Hikib Zakan Atachtan. And then before the Bezna has a right, before the Bezna has an opportunity, before they had a chance to make a Gmar Din, he runs away. And you can only make a gemar din when you capture it. You can't make a gemar din in absentia. The pasuk, it's learned out from a pasuk in the end of Chumash Bamidbar, Parashas Masri. It says, "Adom do lufnei oigala mishpot." So Rashi in Bava Kama, daf mem hey, the Gemara has a machlekes hatanan in Bava Kama. Does that halacha ain gemar din shalot the melo b'fanav? Does the halacha apply to Ashur Aniska? Because once in a long while, the Torah has the din. You make a gemar din on a behema, lemisa. Ashur shaharagis adom. Or Shara Ravea Va Nirva is also a Shara Niskon. He give skilum. So the Gemara has a machlekes of Yudan Rabbanan where the Gomer Dina shall Shor Shaloi Befonav Anav. So Rashi writes on that Gemara and Daf Mem Hey, where is the Mokah by Yodam? So the original Pasuk by Yodam is Adam Dalaf Nehei Dalaf Mishpat. He can't make a Gemara Din Shaloi Befonav. So the Shai lives, there's another Din, he can't be Mekabalatis Shaloi Befnei Baldin either, because it says in Parshish Mishpat, Vuhu Ad Biva Olav. For who it means the witnesses testify in the presence of the Baal HaShor. The witnesses come and testify that the Shor is a Shor HaMuad, that it killed, it did Negichas, it did Hezekim 3 times, so the Shor becomes a Shor HaMuad, so the Baal HaShor pays Nezik Sholem Min Ali instead of paying Chazi Nezik Neguf. So from that pasuk, the word Bevola, we derive the din at the end of Bava Kama. Yov Baal HaShor V'yam Baal HaShor, when they give the Havar to say this, Eim Kam Neid Shlo B'fnei Rabbin, Shlo B'fnei Baldin. So the Gemara says in the end of Bava Kama that if you're going to be Mekabalatis Bifnei Baldin, but the Baldin is a cotton, let's say the kid, I have a case against the kid. His father had a business, the father died, need to cover the business, not even bar mitzvah. So what good is it you're going to have the witnesses testify in front of the kid? The kid doesn't understand what's going on. Or even if he's a super genius, but the halacha declares that children before bar mitzvah are considered la bar das. So since he's al pidin, considered la bar das, so what should help the smear? That you mekabalatis bifnei baldin. The bifnei is the equivalent of shaloi bifnei. So the Gemara says you cannot be mekabalatis bifnei baldin shahu katan, because that's the equivalent of shaloi bifan. But the shaila is that's by kabbalah sedis bifnei baldin. The word is you have to be bifnei baldin who's a bar seichel, who understands what's going on, who can challenge the witnesses. He can go dingzach and he says, what do you mean? That's what happened. Ah, but didn't you notice that this was happening? The other thing, how can you testify that this is what happened? You didn't chop the whole story. So the Baldin can challenge the witnesses and he can be mashlam the drisha l'charkila. So if the Baldin is al-pidin, a korten is al-apadra. So that's considered shalot b'fonav. What about the halacha? Ain't gomendina shalot b'fonav. You have to make a Gemar Din Mefonim. That's also a word that he should be able to challenge. What is he going to challenge? But the Bezin, the Bezin already heard the whole story. They already sitting Shivin Akim to decide whether it's Chayv Misa or not. So the judge is going to bang down the gavel and he's going to say, we hereby declare that you're Chayv Misa. So what's going to help now? He's going to start the Dinsbach. There's nothing to Dinsbach now. We already heard the whole story. So that's why sometimes I'm hold that this halacha of Bifnei Baldin is not the same as Mekablamei, this Bifnei Baldin. Ben Gomadin Shalom the Mele Bifanov just means Bifanov. The Gemara Din makes him into a Gavrek Tivla, has to be Bifanov. So that Din applies, even that Din makes sense that it should apply to a Behema as well. Ein Gomadin Shalshore Ele Bifanov should apply to Behemas as well. The other Tana says no. Just like the halacha of Kabbalah say this Bifnei Baldin means a Baldin who's a Bardas, if he's Nishkin Baldas, it's not called Bifnei Baldin, that's the Gemara and HaGozel Kama. So too, Ein Gomadin Mishalot, the Melo Bifanov, that's learned by Adam de Lefnei de la Mishpot, from that Pasuk, also means Bifnei Baldin, that is a Psalat. Bifanov means he's a Bardas. But if it's an animal, then it's anyway Allah Bardas. Even it's going to be Bifanov, it's the equivalent of Shalot Bifanov. But the Pasuk says that you make a Gemara Din on the Shara Nisko. So obviously there's no need for Bifanov. You only need Bifanov by an Adam, you don't need Bifanov by them. Anyway, so that's a machlek v'satanande. What's the nature of the din? A gemar din b'fanav, b'fnei baldin. Some we discussed earlier. There's one opinion in Rishonim, you even need a gemar din b'din imamavis b'fnei baldin. 2 days in Rishonim. At the end of Perek Zebor. The Gemara says at the end of Zebor. If you have, let's say there's a din Torah here and it's takav shver shayla, and the Rabbanim on the din Torah can't be machriya. They don't know what the din is. So they send a letter to the Bezna Gadol, they send a letter to Bigger Rabbanim, and they send them back. So what do you mean they send it back? They send them back what the din is, and then we paskin b'fnei baldin? Or we send them the whole description of the case, and we refer it to them, and they paskin shalei b'fnei baldin. So that's a big machlokes in Rishonim and in Shulchan Aruch, in the Chayish Mishpul. When it says, if the Bezna doesn't know, and they refer it to a Bezna Gadol Meham, to a more learned bezin, so do we send the whole shayla to them and they pass in shaloi b'fnei baldin? Because the requirement for gemar din b'fanav is only by nefashis. What do you need by bominus gemar din b'fanav? Well, no, gemar din always has to be b'fanav. The bezin over there, the bezin agadol, the more learned rabbanim will send a tshuva to us, the local bezin, and we'll review it. And then if we'll be maskim, if we'll be kafav to their psak, we'll be maskim, then we'll make the gemar din b'fanav. So that's also a machlekes. Whether you need Gemar Din Mefanav only by Nefashis, or even by Mominis, whether it applies to Shor. Anyway, here the Mishnah is talking about getting Barach. The kid ran away. So you can't make a Gemar Din Shalai Mefanav. That's the premise of the Mishnah. You can't make a Gemar Din in absentia. So you have to wait till we catch him. By the time we catch him, he's already after Hikim Zakan Atarata. So then the Mishnah says, Patur, the Bezin has no right. They don't have the ability to make a Gemar Din now, for the other that he did before. If a person was Machal Shabbos 100 years ago, after his bar mitzvah, now he's age 115, and we finally catch him 100 years later, and he did shuvah 100 times over every year. Yom Kippur did shuvah, now he's a big tzaddik. It does make a difference. There's no statute of limitation. We give him the Bezin Shalmata, we'll give him it. Bezin Shalmata, okay, did shuvah. Bezin Shalmata doesn't accept, doesn't recognize any shuvah, so we'll give him the Yonish Mitzvah even 100 years later, if we catch up with him. But over here you can't do it. If he keeps on a tachtum, you cannot make a Gemar Din now, because right now he's no longer in the state of a bein soramora. Now he's yotze meshusavik. What kind of aloha is that? That's what it says in the Mishnah. The image of nigma dina barach. What happens if he ran away after the bezin already made a Gemar Din? Then it's already a gabrak pila. Now she quotes from the Gemara. It's a gabrak pila already. He will not be off the hook for that. There's no din that he has to have a chaloshem bain soramor at the time of the kiyum ha'inish. It's a din in the gemar din. Bezna has the right to make the gemar din if at that time he's no longer a bain soramor. So the gemara derives from this mishnah the following din. Amar abchanine. We learned in a previous parak in Arba Nisus, we learned the whole sugya about the din about b'nei noyach, that all the umas ta'olam, they don't have 613 mitzvahs. They have the basic Shreva mitzvahs, B'nai Noach, and another couple of mitzvahs, 10-15 mitzvahs, they have a package deal. So one of the mitzvahs of B'nai Noach, and the Gemara says, Azarasam Zulim Misosam, if the Nochri is in violation of one of the Shreva mitzvahs, B'nai Noach, so he gets a Mises Bezin. How much of a Bezin do you need? So there's no requirement for a Bezin of 23, But there's no requirement for two kosher eidim. The Gemara said the nerch is the eid echod, the dain echod. There's no halacha that requires that it should be hasra. What if he did the aver b'shoigek? So that's a question. Rashi wrote earlier that even if the nochri does the aver b'shoigek, it's also chayim. He said that's very difficult. Why, if he did b'shoigek, why does he deserve a punishment? So the Rambam writes, no, it doesn't mean they don't need asra. It doesn't mean if he violated the aver b'shoigek. The witness, you don't need witnesses. The one witness, the eid echod, who testifies that the nochri violated the aver, says, to the best of my knowledge, it looked to me like he did the aver b'meizik. They'll ask him, did you want a Mishas Maisa? No, he didn't want a Mishas Maisa. So that didn't that you have to give a Hasra, and that the Hasra has to be Trech Kedidiba to the Maisa Avera, because maybe Shem HaShochach, if he gave Hasra before, and then a few minutes go by, and then he does the Avera, so you say maybe he forgot the Hasra, you have to give another Hasra, that's only by Yisrael. But you have all these requirements, but it's the way to go out of your way, to be Mahapach Bizchusa. So you need an explicit Hasra, everything has to be off in the rate. By the way, you don't have such a din of the Yitzilo Eda, you have to be so much Mahapach Bizchusa, but still has to have done the Aver B'mezit. So if the Eid Echot comes and he testifies, it looked to me that he ate the Eva Marachai B'mezit. It looked to me that it was B'mezit, a murder. It looked to me that he killed him B'mezit. Even though there was no Hasra, so it'll be Chayv Misa. So one of the dinim, one of the Averis that the Nochrim are Chayv Misa for, as the Russians doing this us, many times they violate an Asara, they chayv misa by us, sometimes Malka, sometimes Harbi Mises Bezin, sometimes neither, sometimes Kores, sometimes Misa Vedeshmaim, sometimes none of the above. Sometimes there's no Einish. Let's say a person talks Loshen Hara. There's no Malkus, and there's no Misa, and there's no, we don't have any punishment, even though it's an Aver Hamur. So we have it in Birchas Hashem. HaMegadev, by us the Megadev, one is Mekalav Hashem, gets an Einish of Skila. This is one of the Sheva Mitzvahs, but in there also, Birchas Hashem, Kilulas Hashem, Saloshi Nekiyah. So you don't want to say Mekalav Hashem, it's saying Mevarches Hashem, but it means the Heper. So Benech Sheh Birchas Hashem, if a Nachri is Mekalav, Es HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Seis Chayiv Misa. Which Misa did the Bnei Noach get? So we have Arba Misa's Bezin, they only have Sayiv. What I was going to say later on the Daf, make more quotes, that 15 lines from the bottom of Yom Tan de Bei Menashe, so it's called Misa Amur B'nei Noach and El Chenik. There's one Tan who disagrees that they don't have the Arbi Misa Bezin, they always have Chenik, but we don't accept that opinion. We assume that they owe everything, all of the violations that the B'nei Noach do, they get an Einish of Sayyid. So here's a case. A Nochri was Mekalalas Hashem, for which he deserves the Einish of Sayyid, and they didn't get a chance to punish him yet. So obviously there was no Hasra. I'll be Pashtus, but there's no need for Asura, so why should they give Asura? So the fellow converts, he's Nizgaya. This Cheverman is Nizgaya. So what's the din? What should the din be? Do we still give him the punishment? Do we still give him the Sayyafana? So Tosis raises a question. What do you mean? Isn't there a din, Gershon is Gaya, Kakot and Shanela Dami, that everything from the past is wiped off? So Tosis says, no, there is no such din. You see, even the whole studio here, there is no such din. There is a Gemara in Yevamos on Daf the Tap Tais, because there is a Gemara in Yevamos Daf Mem Ches on the base, where the Tanoim have a dispute. Pligi Tanoim, Achlokes HaTanoim, they have a strange discussion. They noticed that the Tkuvas HaTanoim, Lepneima Gerim Meunim Bizman Hazeh. Why is it that the Gerim in the days of the Tanoim used to suffer more than the rest of the Jews? I know, in our generation is that the case, that the Gerim suffer more than the rest of the Jews? It's not sure. But the Tanoim is perceived such a mitzvah. So there's a whole discussion. So one of the Tanoim says it must be because before they converted, they must have violated all the Yisurim. And now that they converted, so now the Bezal Shalmaila is getting even with them. They're punishing them for the Averis that they had violated before. And then the next Tanoim says, no, Gershon is Gar Katan Shanala Domi. The Bezal Shalmaila won't punish him for whatever he did in the past. It's gone and forgotten. So Tosis writes on the last line in the Tosis, that whole conversation there in Yevamos Daf Mem Ches, that's the Sugya of Geirus, a few blood Gemar, go through all the Hilchos Geirus there in Perek Achervas. The whole discussion there is Bedine Shamayim, Bezen Shalmaila. Why is it that Tanoim saw such a matzah that the Geirim used to suffer more than the regular Jews suffered? The Jews suffered at the hands of the Romans, and apparently those Romans that converted to Judaism, they were angrier at them, so they suffered more at the hands of the Romans. why they converted to Judaism. They're trying to wipe out the Jewish people, and here these Romans converted to become Jews. So the Tanoim had a discussion. So one Tana says, Rabbi Yossi says, it doesn't make sense that the Bezer Shalmaila should punish them for anything that they did before. And the other Tana says, he doesn't accept that reasoning. He gives a different reason. He says, he doesn't accept that reasoning of Gershon is Gak Shinomla. But as far as Bezer Shalmata is concerned, that absolutely has no shaykhs whatsoever. Gershon is Gak Shinomla is a din in Kurva. That's the Gemara that we already had talking about in Mises, that if you have two brothers convert, so the din is that they're kosher leidus, even though two brothers together are posel leidus, or one brother to testify for against the other brother posel leidus, a posel and chumish, but if they originally were brothers as nochrim and then they converted, so I say Gershon is back, cut and shalom dami, it's not related to the brother anymore. The Gemara says in Yivamis, with respect to leidus, they didn't even introduce a chumrim in the rabbana, they left it on a din derais. Where else do you say Gershon is back, cut and shalom dami? Take for example. No, but when do you say Gershon is got cotton Chanel Adam? What do you say cotton Chanel Adam? By Yerusha. A Gershon is got, let's say, John Fitzgerald the first, and John Fitzgerald the second, and John Fitzgerald the third. A grandfather and a son and a grandson. Sure. So when he dies, he gets the Yerusha. When he dies, he gets the Yerusha. Akum is the Yerusha, so it's not clear. And Morgan Zachem Sukim. But what happens if one of them converts? So the Gemara says that's the end of the story. But now, Torah, he doesn't get any Yerusha. He's not related to the former Kreibim anymore. The Gemara says they made a Takanim the Rabbanon that the Ger should, if the Nochri dies, the Ger should still get the Yerusha because we're concerned if it'll be a lot of money, Shem Biachsel Asuro. He may decide to go back to his original Avodah Zarah religion in order to get the big Yerusha. So they made a Takanim the Rabbanon to discourage him from leaving the Jewish religion. So they said, Midirabon, he does get a Yerusha. Okay, but on the level of their rights, there is such a thing as a Gershon has got Kohen Shalom Adam. Open a gate to Kroim, let's say a brother and a sister are not permitted to marry. A mother and a son, a father and a daughter are not permitted to marry. So let's say they both converted, they were Nachrim, they both converted. So the Gemara says, on the level of their rights, they're permitted to marry each other. Midirabon, the Gemara gave two different reasons why we don't permit them to marry after they convert. But on the level of their eyes, he said, Gershon is Gakonshanon, not related to the Kroibim that they had before. Or the Raman quotes original, the Raman writes by Kibbut Aviyim. Let's say a Nochri converts, does he have an obligation to fulfill Kibbut Aviyim towards his non-Jewish parents? So the Rambam implies, he doesn't spell everything out explicitly, and it's quoted in Yeruday like that. Minatoyre, you say Gershon is Gakonshanon, is not his father anymore. There is no din of Kibbut Aviyim. Al-Pidin, you can't have a relationship between a Yid and a Nachri. It's not a spot. But with the Rabbanan on the Ramam implies, Kideshe le-yom ha-bonim b'gdusha chamur, b'gdusha kalo, you shouldn't say, oh, now that he converted, so now he's miserable. Now he doesn't treat the father nicely, he doesn't even come to visit, to say hello, doesn't call on the telephone. Ganesh. So Kideshe le-yom ha-bonim b'gdusha chamur, b'gdusha kalo, they shouldn't think poorly of the Jewish religion, so you say with the Rabbanan that there is a chiyuv of Kibbut Aviyim. So all the cases we have cut in Shanel Adamim, and he gave to Kraven him Koshaleidus, and he gave to Yerusha, and he gave to Gilead Arayis, whom you're allowed to marry, and he gave to Kibbut Aviyim. You only say Gershon is Karakonshan Adam if there was a kurva before, there was a relationship of Kraven, family relationship. And then, when someone is Nizgayer, so there's no longer any family relationship, they're not considered related. But you don't say, if the Nachri borrowed $500,000 in business, and then he converts, he doesn't have to pay back the money, Gershon is Karakonshan Adam, he's a new person. He's still the same old person that he was before. And if he worshipped Avodah Zarah, he was Megadeth as Hashem or something, and we catch him now, we should still give him the punishment that he deserved from before. The Bezen Shalmata, Taisim says, there's no that reasoning. Gershon is Garakan Shalom Dhamma does not apply to say that he's off the hook. That's the Bezen Shalmaila, Machlekes Satanaim, and Yevamos. Rabbi Yossi thinks that as far as Bezen Shalmaila, punishing people, Gershon is Garakan Shalom Dhamma, he's the Tshuva. Tshuva helps also if it doesn't show Maila. So if he was Nizgayer, so Rabbi Yossi holds that he's off the hook. And the other Tanaim even disagree over there. There's a famous incident in the days of the Bali Atesus. There was an Eshus Isha who was married, and she was Mizana with a Nochri. It's talking during the period of the Crusades. Hazel had no Sheikhas with a Nochri. So she was Mizana with a Nochri, probably to save her life. And so the din is that the husband has to divorce her. So the husband, she's a soita of Surah al-Baila, so the husband divorced, and then, lo and behold, but Asur al-Baila, so the husband divorced her. And then the Nochri converted. Lo and behold, the Nochri converted. So the Shaila is now, Kishem Shasur al-Baila kach, Asur al-Baila, is she permitted to marry the Nochri now? So there was a big machlokes, because big machlokes are being in Taman, and Yom Staka later. It's later here. I am Dabar on the base. The whole place was in the Tesis. In Saikla, the Tesis, the Russian Saikla. A big discussion. We'll have to learn an Ayin Dalar on the base. So with Tim, the Rabbi Natam, who said, Mutter, so there are three versions as to why, what was the reason why there are, Shulchanati quote, on the last page in Ebenezer. The last Simon in Ebenezer is about Saikla, Saikla Asur al-Bailo. So it says, Kishem Shasur al-Bail, Kach Asur al-Bail. The woman who got divorced from her husband because she was Mazana Tafta Birotzen, she's Mesaita Asur al-Bail Birotzen, so she's not allowed to marry the boy. That's what the Rabbanim write. When you give a ptur to a woman who got divorced, so you're right, she's divorced. She's permitted to marry anybody other than a kohen. And if you know that there was a case of a Saita, you're right, and she's permitted to marry anybody other than the boy. You have to write down who the boy is, but you have to write down she's permitted to marry anybody other than a kohen and other than the boy. So the shayla was over here. So here in the last page in Ebenezer, they quote the psak of the Rabbi Natan, that if the Nochri is Nizgayer, he is permitted to marry the woman. But then you look in the Bir Agra, so the Bir Agra quotes three different explanations that the Rishonim gave. Why is she permitted to marry? So one of the explanations given by Rabbi Chilmi Paris says because Gershon is Gak, Kotn Shanel Adami. So all the other Rishonim do not accept that. What kind of Kotn Shanel Adami? What does that do with anything? When Kotn Shanel Adami wipes off the whole story from the past, he's not the boil. He is the boil. Kotn Shanel Adami only applies if you have a brother and a sister, a father and a son, so there was a kurva. So wipes off kurvas, wipes away the kurvas with respect to Kibbadav, with respect to Gilei Arayis, and with respect to Yerusha, and with respect to Kroivim Sulam later. It's a din in Hilchas Kroivim. But here there's no kurva, it's a din that the Baal is not allowed to marry the Eishes Ishes Zinso. So that is not the generally accepted shot. We pass from like the Rabbi Natan in Shulchan Aruch, that the woman is permitted to marry the Nochrish and his Geyer. But we don't really accept this reason of the Rabbeinu Chilmi Paris. We accept the two other reasons. We accept one of the other reasons, either the Rabbeinu Tam or the Rosh, and two other reasons. So the, our Gemara says that the Nochri did an Avera while he was a Nochri. So even though he converts, we're going to say, hey, he's not wonderful, Gershon, he's got Koshin Eladam, we're still going to give him, the Bezna Shalmat is still going to give him the Yoinish that he deserves. The only question is, what Oinish are we going to give him? Because by Yaz, the Megadifes Hashem is Beskilo. That's what it says in at the end of Parshas Emor. Hamagadifes Hashem is Beskila. And by Bnei Noach, Hamagadifes Hashem is Besayef, because they don't have Dalad Mises Bezna, they only have Sayef. So how are we going to dan him? So he says, Amar Abchanine is going to prove it from our Mishnah. Bnei Noach Shabiruches Hashem, he was Megadif, the Achakaf, and his Gayer Potter. The Bezna cannot make Igmadin. Why? Hoel Vinishtane Dinai, Vinishtane Mismisasa. So these are two things. What does it mean? Kozman, he was in the Nochri, you can be done in the Eid Echod, be Dain Echod, be Saif. But now that he's in Zgayer, so he can no longer be done in the Eid Echod, be Dain Echod, be Saif. He's not a Nochri anymore. So that's called Nishtana Dino. You have to be done him as a Yisrael. So, okay, so we'll say now he's a Yisrael. So you need a Bezna of 23. And we'll get two kosher Eidim. There were two Jews watching. It's not going to help that there were one Nochri watching or there were two Nochri watching. Now that he's a Jew, you have to have a Bezna 23 Rabbanim, we'll get two kosher Eidim. Two kosher Eidim will testify that he did the Avera. Yeah, they gave him a Asura. What's with that Asura? That's Rabbi Kivege quotes at Tosis. We'll see in a minute. Tosis talks about what happened to the Asura. Tosis on Pei Amidah. Pasha Pshat, there was no Asura. Why do you say Pasha Pshat, there's no Asura? Because there's a Machleke Satanaim. If you just say, don't be Megadif as Hashem, or we're going to give you the death penalty, and they don't specify which death penalty. You give a hasra stam, you don't give a hasra mefuretes, which particular misa. So that's a machlokes satanaim, where they need hasra mefuretes for the particular misa. So Shaykh is a chaver. Okay, we pass na chaver tzarech hasra. Okay, let's say he was a galach and he studied the Watzgro. He knew Gemara. They're all galochim who study Gemara. Yeah. But I'm going to say, no, they're Jews who don't study Gemara. They're galochim who study Gemara. Yeah. Chover, yeah. But we pass and Chover does need Asma. So that's going to be a problem over here. So we're going to see. So Nachman, what does he say? We can no longer be done him with Torah's Benach. We have to be done him with Torah's Yisroel. So what are we angling out to give him? Skilo. So how can he give him Skilo? At the time that he did the Aveira, he was not Chayv Skilo. He was on the Chayv side, which is much less than Skilo. So how can he give him now an Oynish, which is much greater than the Oynish that he deserved? I said, we'll give him that Oynish, we'll give him the Saif. No, it's him. It's Azazar. You cannot make Mikmardin with Saif on Yisrael, who is Megalef is Hashem. There is a Gmar Din L'Sayef. Sayef is a Retzeach. Aran Shehir and Nidachas. But this guy's Nishkin Retzeach is not Fener and Nidachas. He was Megadav as Hashem. So there is no such Gmar Din. A Bezen Shel Chof Gimel will make a Gmar Din on a Yid L'Sayef for having been Megadav as Hashem. It just doesn't fit in. So that's what he says. Paul Benishtan Adino, he's no longer a Nachris. He can no longer be done in the Torah's Ben Noach. So you have to be done in the Torah's Yisrael. So we'll make a Gmar Din L'Skilo. He says, we can. Bishas Maisim, when he did the Avera, he wasn't in the Schaib, the Skilo. He was only in the Schaib, the Schaib, which is less than Skilo. So the Gemara says, name a Misaila. Should I say that they support the Rav Chanina's position from this Mishnah? That it says in our Mishnah, Baruch HaShalom Nigmar Dinoi. Baracha Kachikim Zokan HaTacht and Potter, we cannot make a Gemar Din. The Mishnah says, if Mishnah Nigmar Dinoi, Baruch Bihikim Zokan HaTacht and Potter, if the Gemar Din is Gavak Tila. But before Gemar Din, so the Bezdin cannot make a Gmar Din if he's already Hikim Zokan HaTachtam. Why not? Because when you, how can you make a Gmar Din on a person? We hereby declare you are a Ben Sormor. But Hikim Zokan HaTachtam is not a Ben. He's not Bishu Sobiv anymore. So you see from our Mishnah this Klal of Rab Chanina. You cannot make a Gmar Din on a person who is no longer in the same Matzav that he was before. Like you can't, Rab Chanina is assuming you cannot make a Gmar Din on the Yid that is Chayiv Sayyid for being Mevarach Es Hashem. That's his Svar. Rav Chanina doesn't have a pasuk. He knows Mitzav HaSvar. Paul Benishtan Adino. You cannot, the first half of Rav Chanina. You cannot make a Gmar Din L'Sayif on a Yid for having, you can make a Gmar Din L'Sayif on a Yid for being Anshir and Idachas or Etzeach. But there's no such thing as a Gmar Din L'Sayif on a Yid because of Mevarach Es Hashem. Aye, but at the time when he did the Avera, that did make sense. Now it's incongruous. But at the time in the Maisa Aveira, it didn't make sense. So the Gemara says, name him Messiah. We see from our Mishnah, you cannot make, even though at the time that he did the Aveira of the Ben Sora Mora, we would have been able to make a Gemar Din, but he was Barach, he ran away, he can't make a Gemar Din Shalom Bifnei Baldin. By the time you catch him, he's already Hikim Zokan HaTachton. Hikim Zokan HaTachton is no longer called the Ben Sora Mora. So now it's Mishtan Adino. We cannot make a Gemar Din now on this person. We cannot say, you are a Ben Sora Mora. No, he's Nishkin Ben Tzoremor. He's Ben Velayav. He's Yotzim Moshu Sobiv now. So that's why the Gemara says, name a Messiah. Should I say that our Mishnah support to the first half of what Rav Chanina said, that the Bezin cannot make a Gemara Din now on a person, even though Bishaita, when he did the Maisa Vere, he would have been able to make a Gemara Din. But due to a change in his circumstance, that Gemara Din is incongruous now. So that's what it says in our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, my time, or what's the reason why the Mishnah says potter? It's not a gzeres hakosav, it's a svar. La mishum naminu hol v'ishtani ishtani. See from the Mishnah, because he's no longer a ben sora mar. He's yotzei mishusav, you cannot make a gmar din. So it's a saying, that same in Reb Chanina's case, you cannot make a gmar din on Yisrael, that he's chayiv, sayiv, from the God of his Hashem, that's an incongruous gmar din. So the Gemara says, loy, it's not necessarily a proof to Reb Chanina's din. Shiny Hacha, maybe our case is worse. Maybe only in our case he says Shtani. Why? The Yavad Hashto, if he would have done the Avera now, La Baktalahu, by the Megadifes Hashem, when he was a Nachri, it's one of the Shevin Mitzvahs been enough that the given Einish Misa, by Yisra, Megadifes Hashem is also an Isra. So all along the Isra is going to be Kayam, the Isra is still going to be Noi. Only here, by Hikib Zokan HaTachtam, before the Gemar Din, now the whole Avera of L'Soch L'Aladam, the whole Avera Ben Sarmor is not shaykh to violate at this stage. So that's what the Gemara's time is. It sounds like it's a good hachoche, that you cannot make a Gemar Din now on a person if it doesn't fit, even though B'shaykhto, the Avera with that Oynish all made sense. But now, 3 months later, it doesn't fit anymore. The L'chor, it sounds the same as from Chanina, but our case in the Mishnah is more extreme. Maybe over here, the Yavad Hashto, Labak Toloh at all, the whole Avera doesn't apply over here. So maybe in the case of Reb Chanina, maybe he would give the Oynish. Maybe he would give the Oynish Misa. So it's not a foolproof. So then the Gemara says, well, Toshma from the Sefer. From the Sefer, you see that if they already made a Gemar Din, he gives up an Atachton, you do give the Yonish Miso, so why don't you say over there, well, the Ishtani, Ishtani? Very strange, it's very schwer, happening. What did the Gemara think the Chiluk between the Reisha and the Sefer? Gemara thought somehow that doesn't the Sefer seem to indicate that there is no Din of Ishtani? Gemara says, no, because Gavra Ketil, that's how Rashi wrote on the Mishnah right away. Very strange, what the happening of the Gemara was. So that's a problem. So you have Rab Chanina's memory, Rab Chanina is saying that it's the same as the Mishnah. The Gemara says it is a Makam Bechavi. Maybe the Ishtani and the Mishnah is stronger than Rab Chanina's case, because in the Mishnah, after he gives up an Atachton, he's not in the Parsha Ben Zorah Mare at all, as opposed to the Birchas Hashem, which is an Aver both for Nochrim and for Yisrael, except that the Onshim are slightly different, the way where you get the Bezdin is different, the Edom are different, Hasroh, a couple of details are different, but basically the Aver applies before and after. So you can dingzach, you can say that Rab Chanina's din doesn't necessarily follow 100% from our Mishnah. That's how the Gemara suggests. So Gemara says, well, Toshma, let's try to discover some more sources. So the Gemara quotes a Braisa. Somehow the Gemara is going to assume that this Braisa is such a Braisa, a Tiko, that everybody's masking. The Gemara is going to assume as if this Braisa, Bengler Rav Shimon, Bengler Rabbanon, all the Tanoim, as if this is a Braisa from the earlier generation, before the generation of Rav Shimon and the Rabbanon. Rav Shimon is kafuf to follow this Braisa. Usually have a Mishnah or Braisa, you say a Tana. It has a right to disagree with a Mishnah or Braisa. Somehow this Braisa is if Kuli Amal Opli. I don't know why. Toshma, they call a Braisa. Benech Shikes Chadeh, he comes into Harag. Anochri Harget Ananda Nochri. Or Boal Eishes Chadeh, is Mizana with an Eishes Ish. So, Aretzeh is Chayb Misa. Or Boal Eishes Ish is Chayb Misa. That's one of the Shem and Mitzins Ben Enoer. And Azarasim, Zuyim Sosim. Any other that he violates. Before he converted, he was a Nachri. So Nachri Shaharagas and Nachri is Chayim Misa. But now that he converted, how can you make such a Gemar Din? A Yisrael Shaharagas and Nachri is not Chayim Misa. So that's what it says. Potter, he's off the hook. Or let's say, a Nachri is Boal Eishes Chavera. It says, V'dovek B'ishtoi, Akein Yazib B'ishtoi V'zivoi, V'dovek B'ishtoi, V'hoi L'basurecha. So it says, V'dovek B'ishtoi V'lo B'eishes Chavera. But if a Nach Shaboal Eishes Ish, is Chayim Misa. What if Yisrael was Baal Eishesish Anachris, was married to Anachri? So the Gemara says in the earlier Perek, in the Sugya of B'nei Noyah, that Yisrael, even though there is a din of, there is a din of Eishesish, there is Ishus L'Anachri. But it's not the full Ishus like a Chotzi Shir. It's not the full Ishus that you have by Yisrael. So by us, there is a din of L'Sinov that you get in English Misa, Skilo sometimes, and Chenek, if she's a Nesua, and Sreifav, she's a Baskoyen, she's Imsa, so Bayas, there's a Reinish Miso, but that's only if she's a full Eishes Ish. If it's only a weaker Ishes, Ishes Bnei Noach is considered a weaker Ishes. So true, there is a din. The Dalak Vish Babel of Eishes Chavera, if Yisrael is Boal Nachris Eishes Ish, he is in violation of Eishes Ish, but it's not the full degree of the Eishes Ish, so there won't be a Reinish Miso. So that's what the Gemara says, the Nachri was Boal Eishes Ish from the perspective of Nachrim, and their courts, they have to judge with love bishtav al beishes chaver. That's enough issues to give a nainish misa. So nachri abal eishes issues chayim misa. But now he's nizgaya. So now you have to judge him in a bezin of shalchav gimel Yisrael, and with two kosher edim, two even going to testify. What are two even going to say? He was boal eishes ish nachris. Anachris married to a nachri. So how can a bezin of shal Yisrael make a gemar din on Yisrael? Now he's a yid. He can't make a gemar din now that he's chayim misa for having violated averik. That now, if he'll do it, it will be an aver, but it won't be an aver which warrants an oynish misa. So that's what the Braisa says. Menor shehiku es chaver horagis anachri. Or, ubo aleishis chaver means or bo, oze, oize. Or he was bo aleishis ish anachri. It's been his gayer, potter. So you can't give him an oynish misa, because if he would do it now, he wouldn't be chav misa. So the bezin cannot make such a gemar din. Yeah, that's the same as our Mishnah. By borachat shalanik madino vehikim zlokan atachna, if you do it now, it wouldn't be Chayim Misa. So that for sure, that's Nishtan. What if Aitba also came to Yisrael bin Izgayer? Let's say when he was a Nachri, he killed a Yid. Now that he converts, if he would kill a Yid now, he'd also be Chayim Misa.
So if he killed the Yid Ben Hamza Nachri, we're still going to give him the Onish Misa now. Also, came to Yisrael if he killed the Yisrael, or when he was a Nachri who was Baal Eish Yisish is Chai Misa, whether the Eish Yisish is a Shiksa married to a Nachri, or a Yishifra is married to a Yid. Maybe even a Goyish woman is married to a Yid also. That's a question. We once discussed when we learned Kiddushin, we said there's a one of the Achrayim has such, the Chem Neshlam has such a Vil B'tshuva, it's in the Tshuvas of the Beis Meir. So they have a Tshuva from the Chem Neshlam about a mixed marriage. A Nachri says, married to a Yid. So the Gemara says, Enki Dushin Tovsin, says, but just a minute. Enki Dushin Tovsin means that there's no Ishus Yisrael. But the lower level of Ishus that Bin Enoch have, if you have a Nachri married to a Nachri, so you have some kind of an Ishus. And that Ishus is sufficient to give an Oymish Misa by a Nachri Shabuah Leishisish. So if you have a mixed marriage, a Nachri is married to a Yisrael, or a Yisrael is married to a Nachri, said there is an issue that's been in Oyech is there. So if a Nachri will be Boal, they should see, it will be Chayim Misa. That's a mindful. Then he goes further, he talks, that's a double portion. Then he goes further, he talks about the Dinam of Soita, Asural Bailo, that even if the woman's going to convert later, it's going to be a Dinam of Soita, a complicated truth. Okay. Pella Digza. Anyway, but this Bryce isn't getting involved in mixed marriages. It goes easy. Also, came to Yisrael, again, if the Nachri be Nachri Yuso, killed in a Yisrael, and then he converts. So then, if he would do that Avera now, he would be Chayim Misa. And if he did it then, he's also Chayim Misa. So he's Chayim Misa from before, he's Chayim Misa now. So we give him the Einish Misa that he deserved all along. Nothing changed. It did change. You need a Bezin of 23, you need two kosher Eidim. It did change, but we'll give him the same Misa. Or, if he was Boal Eish Yisish Yisraelis, he was Mezana with an Eish Yisish, a Jewish woman is married to a Yid. So now that he converts, if he would be Mizana with that Eish Yisish, he would be Chayim Misa, and before he did it, he was also Chayim Misa. So he's Chayim Misa, Chayiv. Minizgar is Chayiv. Fegmar Kashu the Yamai, and the Sefer. What do you say in the Sefer? That the Nachri is Chayiv Misa. True, the Aveira that he did B'Shaito last year. If he would do it now, he would be Chayiv Misa. But isn't the Oynish a different Oynish? Rabbi Chanina said before, a Ben Noyach who is Megadif Es Hashem. So when he's Megadif Es Hashem, Ben Noach Yusuf, he's Chayim Misa. Megadif Es Hashem, as Yisrael, is also Chayim Misa. But it's a different Misa. And you cannot make a Gemar Din now that it should be Chayiv Saif. Stam Misa Amura Ben Noyach is Saif. You cannot make a Gemar Din on Yisrael that is Chayiv Saif for doing Brichas Hashem. That's an incongruous Gemar Din. It cannot be. It doesn't make any sense, Rav Chanina says. And you also cannot make a Gemar Din that is Chayiv Skilu, because B'Shas Maisim, when he did the Aver Ben Ochri Yusuf, there's only Chayiv Sayyid. How does it come Skilu? See, it's impossible to make any Gemar Din. So that's what the Gemara asks. If Rav Chanina is right, how does he read the Braisa? The Benoyach Shaharag Yisrael is Sayyid. And Yisrael Shaharag Yisrael is also Sayyid. So that the Gemara says, that's good. That was Sayyid from before, and that's Sayyid from now. Bishleimer Red Seyach, the Gemara has on the first white line. Mekor is Sayyid, Ashta Sayyid. That's okay. But the other case, the Gemara says, that's not going to work out. Originally, the Ben Noyach has Shabbal Eish Yisirish was Chayiv Sayyid. By us, there is no Sayyid. We have sometimes Skilo, Anara Hamarasa, and we have Sreifa, Babas Karen Shazirish, and we have Chenemek, by Nesuach. Oh, but the boil doesn't get Sreif. Okay, that's right. The Sreif is only for the Isha, not for the boil. So the boil, you can only have either Skilo or Chenek. So there's never any Sreif. So that's what the Gemara Frek Takashe. How can you make that Gemar Din? Rav Chanina says, you can't make a Gemar Din on a Yid with the Oynish that it deserved as an Ochri. That's an incongruous Gemar Din. And you can't make a Gemar Din Kida Hashta either, because at the time that he did the Avera, he wasn't Chayiv Skilo. He was only Chayiv Sayyid. So how do you make a Gemar Din over here? How are you going to make a Gemar Din? The Ben Noach who was Boal, Eish Esish, Ben Ochri Yuso, she was a Jewish Eish, she's married to a Jew. So at that time he was Chayiv Sayyid. But if he would do it now, he'd be Chayiv Chenet. So how are you going to make a Gemar Din? You can't make a Gemar Din for Sayyid if he's a Yid. A Yid is not Chayiv Sayyid for Boal Eish. You can't make a Gemar Din Chenet. At the time he did the Aver, it wasn't Chenet. So doesn't this price contradict Rabbi Chanina? So to this, the Gemara says, no. The Gemara finally comes to the answer. Kala b'chamura meshach shaychan, the third white line. The Gemara says, when did Rabbi Chanina say you cannot make either Gemar Din? That's by the Ben Noach who did Birchas Hashem. So Bishaito he was Chayev Sayev. Then when he converts, we want to make a Gmar Din for Skilo. Skilo is not worse than Sayev. So he was never in a Chayev so much. You can't make a Gmar Din for Sayev. That's an incongruous Gmar Din. He's a Yid. You can't make a Gmar Din a Jew. Now he's a Jew. So Bezna of 23, a Sanhedrin is going to make a Gmar Din that the Yid is Chayev Sayev for Birchas Hashem. You can't make such a ridiculous Gmar Din. Nor can you make a Gmar Din for Skilo, because Bishaita, when he did the Avera, he wasn't Chayev so much. The only onus he deserved was Saif, he didn't deserve more. So how can you make a Gmar Din for Skilo? But over here is the Fakir. At the time that he was Boal Eishisish, he was a Nachri, and we should have given him the Oynish of Saif. But we say Skilo Sreifa Herek Chenek. Chenek is lower than Saif. Now that he converted, so a Boal Eishisish is Bechenek. So Yesh Bechal Masai Mona. We cannot make a Gmar Din now that the Gersh and his Gaier is Chayv Saif. You can't make a Gmar Din on his sword, then it's Chayv Saif and Baal Eish Ish. That's an incongruous Gmar Din. It does make sense. But you can't make a Gmar Din that is Chayv Chenek. He deserved Chenek plus more. Ben Achri Yusa, we would have made a Gmar Din that is Chayv Saif. Saif is the worst than Chenek. So the Gemara says, we understand the Braisa. Kala Bahamura Meshach Shaykhis. Yesh Bechal Masai Mona. Then the Gemara Frek Takashe, but this Braise only makes sense if you hold the way we passed in Skilo, Sreifa, Herek, Chenek. So Saif is more Chomer than Chenek. So Ben Achri Yusa, when he was Baal Eish Ish, he deserved Saif, which is worse. And now that he converts, he can't make a Gmar Din Saif, it's in Kamar, he make a Gmar Din Chenek. Yesh B'chal Masaimon, fine. But if you all like the Tana Reb Shimon, whom we don't all like, if you all like the Tana Reb Shimon, who reverses, Sreifa is more Chomer than Skilo, and Chenek is more Chomer than Saif. So Ben Achri Yusa, if he was Baal Eish Ish, this Nachri was Baal Eish Ish Yisraelis, so B'shaita, he was Chayev, Sayef, which is the lowest, and now that he's in his Gaier, so he can't make a Gmar Din Sayef, that's incongruous. So how can you make a Gmar Din? How can you make a Gmar Din for Chenek? Chenek is the worst. So that's the same as before, you cannot make a Gmar Din Skilo, if B'shaita, he was only Chayev, Sayef. By the Benoch she killed us Hashem. So Bishait Benoch she Beruch is Hashem, the Megadev, and then he converts. So you cannot make a Gmar Din Skilo. Skilo is the worst than he ever deserved at the time that he did Yaveru. So it's Mochom, you cannot make a Gmar Din. So what's the problem? So Zog, that the Brice is Beloike Reb Shimon. Somehow the Gemara says, oh no, everybody subscribes to this Brice. As if this, they had a tradition. This Brice is before Reb Shimon was born? I don't know, somehow. They must have had a source that everybody has to be masked. So the Gemara says, how's it going to work out over here? Ben Yichel Rabbanan, the army Saif Choma, so you can say Yesh Bechlam and Saif Mona. But what if you hold like Reb Shimon, who holds that Chenek is Mochomor? So Gemar Din LeSaif, on the Boal Eish Ish, is incongruous. That's out of the question. Gemar Din LeChenek is the worst than he deserved at the time, because Chenek is Mochomor than Saif. How can he make such a Gemar Din? So the Gemara is forced into saying Reb Shimon holds like that Tana de Bei Menashe. The Kalmis Amur Batera, Kalmis Amur the Bnei Noach, and Ela Chenek. So originally, Bnei Noach Shabbala Shisish was Chenek, and now it's right to Chenek. Everything is the same Chenek and Chenek. Then the Gemara says, but just a minute. If you're going to say that the Braisa, Reb Shimon will, this Braisa Keduma, that everybody seems to subscribe to, Reb Shimon also is masking to it. He holds that it was Chenek before Chenek now. But what the Braisa said, if he's Hargis Ayisrael, if the Nachri killed another Nachri, and then he's Nizgayer, then the Gemara says, you can't give many Yonish Misa and Avodot, because it's like the Baruch HaShalom Nimardinoi. He keeps Zokan HaTachman. If he do the Aveira now, he's not a Baruch. So he can't make a Gemar Din like that. But if he Horegas HaYisrael, the Nachri is Horegas HaYisrael. So the Nachri Yusa, he's Chayv Misa, and the Yisrael is Chayv Misa. He saw Horegas HaYisrael is Chayv Misa. So it said to the Brice, he gave him the Yonish Misa. But just a minute, if you're telling me that the Brice, Reb Shimon on the, also subscribes to the Brice, Reb Shimon holds like Tana de Bei Menashe that Misa's Bnei Noach is not Saif, it's Chenek. So you can't make a Gemar Din LeChenek on a murderer. A Ritzach Biso gets Saif. So how can you make, you can't make a Gemar Din for Chenek, it's in Congress. You can't make a Gemar Din LeSaif because he didn't deserve Saif B'Shas Maisa. So Rav Shimon, right? Rav Shimon going to read the Braisa? The Gemara answer is no, but Rav Shimon, because Rav Shimon holds that Skilos It's not skila sreifa herik chenek. It's sreifa skila, and then it's chenek herik. So when he was a nachri and he killed a Yisrael, he deserved chenek. He holds like Tan Mei Menashe. We don't hold like that. Shimon holds Tan Mei Menashe. He deserved chenek. And now that he converted by Yisrael, it's saif. So saif is lower than chenek. So he says, Yeshbacham asayim onen. So you can make a gemar din now on the ger, yachayev sayif, because you are a murderer. And that's the Jewish law. A murderer gets the einish of sayif. But at the time that he did the avera, he wouldn't have gotten sayif. No, he would have gotten worse than sayif. He would have gotten chenek. And Reb Shimon l'shitas holds that chenek is worse. So we say yesh b'chal masayim mona. That's called kalavah hamura meishach shayif. That's how the gemara has. That's bekitzur also. A very fascinating bit. Does this concept, so how many cases do you have of Ishtani? So you have the case of the Benach Shabiruch is Hashem, Rav Hanina's case, and then you have the case in the Mishnah about Digma Dina by Oynish Misa. The whole sikh goes by Oynish Misa. You cannot make a Gemar Din that's incongruous. You cannot make a Gemar Din on Israel that he's chayiv sayiv for doing berachas Hashem. That's out of the question. That's all the ishtani dina. Then ishtani ktola means he cannot make a gemar din now to give him an oynish that's greater than the oynish that he deserved. The shas maisa. Those are the two principles that Rav Hanina put together, and that's how he led to say that he's potter, he's off the hook in Gaza. Do we ever have such a concept in other areas of halacha as well? So the gemara continues. Yeah, there's another case. Also anshe bezin. Also anshe misa. Lema Misayale, the last three lines before the Mishnah on the bottom. Lema Misayale, so the Gemara quotes a machloikis from Ksubas. The Gemara quotes a braisa. And there's a question what the girs is. So what's the halacha by an eshes ishes minso? So we said there are three punishments. Sometimes it's skila, sometimes it's reifa, and sometimes it's chenek. If she's a naira amorosa, so it's skila. If she's a baskon ishes minso, so it's reifa. If she's a nesua, a regular eshes nesua, so it's going to be chenek. The only one that's left out is saif. Okay, that's by Ben Enoch, it's going to be saif. By us, you have all the three possibilities. So what happens, in order to be a naira hamarosa shezinsua, she has to be a naira below rogeris, she has to be morosa below nesua, and it has to be, what else? It has to be a psula below bula. You have to have all the conditions. We have it before. You have to have all of these conditions. So what happens, sorcha? She was in Naira Hamarasa Shezinsa. Soch means that she sinned. She was Naira Hamarasa Shezinsa. And before they had a chance to make the Gemar Din, a couple of months go by. Now she's already 12 and a half years old. She's a Bogeris. So a Bogeris is also subject to the laws of Loisinov. It's the Chanaseris Adibis. It applies to the Bogeris also. But a Bogeris who would be Mezanine would not be in the parsha of Naira Hamarasa. She would not get the Einish of Skila. She's just going to get a chenek, even though she's an arusa, because in order to get skila, you have to have the three conditions: nara velo bogeres, murasa velo nesua, and besula velo beula. So what's the din sorcha b'yachakach bogro before they made a gemar din? What's the din? They didn't have a chance to make a gemar din. Can you make a gemar din now on a bogeres? The Bezna of 23. She's Jewish. She was always Jewish. Bogeres involved. Going to make it my din. We hereby declare that you are chayiv skila for being a nara hamarosa shezinsa. I can say she's a nara hamarosa. She's not a nara anymore. She's a bogeris now. So it says, tidem b'chenik. She's off the hook. She doesn't get the skila. You cannot make a gemar din now on the girl who's a bogeris, but toiras her previous life, like the nachri. You cannot say now, you cannot make a gemar din now that this ger is chayiv sayiv for birchas Hashem. It's incongruous. He's not chayiv sayiv now. So the Gemara says, you cannot make a gemar din on a girl who's a bogeres that she is chayiv skilo for being a naira hamarasa shezinsa. Right now she's not a naira. So the whole parsha naira hamarasa doesn't apply. That's ishtani dina. You cannot make such a gemar din. It's incongruous. So that lema mesayla, should I say that brisa is a support to Rav Hanina's one half of the first half of what Rav Hanina said. He said, you cannot make a gemar din on a ger. We hereby declare you a chayiv sayiv for doing birchas Hashem. That's a nonsense gemar din. Here also, it said you cannot make a gemar din on a bogeres that she's chayiv skilo for the parsha of Namrosa. She's not a Naira Namrosa. The skila my time alori. How come you don't give skila? La mishum, probably for this reason. Hov ishtani ishtani. So the kosh kenach, the ishtani legami here by ger. It's even more so. How can you make a gemar din on a Jew that is chayiv sayiv for birchas Hashem? The first day for b'chanim. That you chayiv sayiv for birchas Hashem. If over here you say the girl's one condition is no longer there, the girl is just a bogeres. You see, you cannot declare, Bezdin cannot make a gemar din on a bogeres, that she's chayiv skila for having violated Naira Hamaras, because right now she's a Bulgarian, she's not a Naira anymore. So the Gemara assumes that it's a Kalvachayim, but Koshkin Hochlo, the Ishtani Legami, by the Ger for sure, you cannot make a Gemardin on a Yisrael, that's a Gemardin was Pasfar Anachri, you cannot make a Gemardin with a Mavorach Es Hashem by Yisrael is Chayiv Sai. So that's a very good support to Reb Chanin. But then the Gemara knocks the whole thing apart. The Gemara says, yeah, but this was a Braise in Ksubis, Rabbi Yechanan said he thinks that it's a Nisprin. The one who recited the Brisa, the Tanoim, the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon, these are the Tanoim. And then you have a Tana is an Amor who recites Brises. So the Tana who recited the Brisa to Rabbi Yechanan, so Rabbi Yechanan said, you must be making a mistake, it doesn't read straight. Tani, correct the Gerasmith, Tidin Beskil. So Rabbi Yechanan said, he thinks that it's a mistake. That you can make a Gmar Din on a Bogeres, that she's Chayv Skila. You can make a Gmar Din. So once you say that you can make a Gmar Din on a Bogeres, that she's Chayv Skila, so we're left hanging in the air. So we don't really have a Raya to Rab Chanina. Maybe you can make a Gmar Din on a Yisrael, that we hereby declare your Chayiv Sayiv for violating Birchas Hashem. How can you have Ayidus Chayv Skila? It doesn't exist. No, but he did it when he, in his former life. It's not cutting shit on the dome. He's the same person. He did it before when he was an Achri. At that time, he was Chayiv Sky. So maybe it does make sense. Maybe he'll make a Gemara Din now that is Chayiv Sayiv. So that's what the Gemara says. Conclusive. If the Brice is correct the way it's said, then it's a Kal V'chaimah, the Rab Chanina is right. If once you say like Rabbi Yechanan that you cross out the Brice, you say Tani, you should correct the Girsa and be Magia, Tidon B'Skilo, that you do give Skilo. So now you don't know. You don't know what the din is, whether Rab Chanina is right or Rab Chanina is wrong. So the Rambam does pass like Rab Chanina. Even though the Rambam passes, I think, I don't remember what he passes over here. I saw Bogro. I remember if he, again, look it up. I remember if he passes like Rab Yechanan's correction, because the Machlekes in the Gemara, whether he accept Rab Yechanan's Hagor or not. You have to look it up. Anyway, but the Rambam passes like Rab Chanina is like. Yeah. So Misa, for sure, you're not going to give. That's out of the question. The Malkus, should you give a Malkus? That should also depend. I mean, Malkus is like Kalabah Hamur Meshach Shaita. It's Yesh Mucham Saimon. Probably should give him the Malkus. The only Shaita will be Taisis Kasha, that Rabbi Kivrege Tzechel said. What happened to the Hasro? When he was a Nachri, and he was violating all these things. We're talking about Nachri Habole Shishish. Israel is Nachri Shehir Horegisar Yisrael. And Nachri Shederich Es Hashem. There probably was no Hasra, Malpi Pashtas. Because what are they going to give Hasra? Don't do the other because you may convert, you may be Chayiv. What kind of Hasra? They're going to give a wrong Hasra. Don't do the other because we're going to give you Sayiv. So that's the wrong Hasra for later. How can you give? They're going to give Chenik later on? They're going to give something different. So don't you. What do you do with the Hasra story? So Rabbi Kivege Tzechon Zan, the Taisis later on the Payment Base, Taisis says no. Since Bishaito, he was a Nachri. And a Nachri doesn't need Hasra, as long as the Eidim saw that it looked like it was amazing. So Taisus is Mechadish, that the Bezdin Shal Yisrael, that's not a problem. Bezdin Shal Yisrael would be able to give a Gemar Din Lemisa, despite the fact that there was no Hasra, since Bishas Maisa, when he did the Avera, there was no need for Hasra. That's a very big Kiddush. But if it comes out of the Pashtus from the Sugya like that. That's a special din that you only need the Hasra. You see, a Bezin Shelchav Gimel, you need. That's a formality. To give din in the fashas to your son, you need a Bezin Shelchav Gimel Rabbani. You can't have an Eid Echad the Dain Echad. That's the same Hadin. You need two kosher Eid. You can't have Eid Echad now. You can't have Eid Echad testify to give Misa to Esau. You have to have two kosher Eid and you have to have a Bezin Shelchav Gimel. But the requirement for Hasra, that's a din behit Silho Eidah. Apparently, Taisus understood from Mars not a din in the Seder Hadion, in the process of judging him. That's a din of an amazing b'shas ma'isavera. Since b'shas ma'isavera, he was an achri. And at that time, it wasn't necessary to establish mezid. It wasn't required to have hasra. The Edom said it looked like it was b'mezid. It's b'mezid. That's a special break that we got out of our way. If Yisrael doesn't have there, we say, despite the fact that it was clear to the Edom that it was b'mezid, since there was no hasra, techid edibur, we declare it as a shariti. It's not enough of b'mezid. You've got to have yater atzma l'misa. He has to say b'shabas ma'isa. I'm an askein ani yoyse. I'm doing it, and I know I'm chai misa, and give me the misa gizintrei. He has to say, it's not even enough if he says afal pichein. I don't care. He has to say, I'm an askein ani yoyse. He has to say more. So Tosfos understands the Gemara that that's a shir in the zodin b'shas ma'isa aver. It's not a din about bezin judging. Whatever is a din and how bezin is supposed to paskin. So now that he's a Jew, so all the dinim are changing. So you need two kosher edim, and you need a bezin of 23. You can't make a gemar din now l'sayif because it's a yid. How can you make a gemar din l'sayif? But they can make a gemar din on a person who did an aver b'mezid but b'shas ma'isa there was no hasra. But b'shas ma'isa that was labeled as mezid. As far as a nachri, at the time of the aver, he was a nachri. For a nachri, that is called mezid. Now it's not enough of mezid. Yeah. If he'll do the aver now, so it won't be called a mezid. But b'shas ma'isa was called a mezid. So that's a Tosfos point out from the Gemara. That's what it would appear that asro doesn't bother me. So here also, at the time he did the aver, he ate even achat. So the nachri ate even achat really deserved an oinish misa. Now he can't make a gemar din l'misa. He was this guy. I can make a gemar din l'misa. And he knew that he was doing wrong. It was clear. He was a galach, and he says he knows, and he's revolting, whatever. He knows he's doing wrong. Then later on, after he's this guy here, so he can't make a gemar din l'misa. That's out of the question. That's incongruous. So we'll make a gemar din l'malchus. Mistam also, kal b'hamur meshach shach. Mistam, yesh b'cholam asayimon. He even deserved worse. He deserved an onesh misa. Malchus is much less than misa. Why? What's with the hasro? So apparently the hasro is not a problem. As long as b'shas ma'isa vera, he was a nochri, and for nochrim that's called mezid. So you know, that's called mezid.
The same thing. But
there's no inish misa. Yeah, there's no inish misa on stealing. No inish to pay. You know, let him make him pay. That's for sure. Make him pay.
Oh, now he's part of it. I mean, stole from a guy.
You mean a nochri stole from a nochri. He's arguing. They don't say Rabbi Yochanan is talking about Rabbi Hanina. They just say Rabbi Yochanan told the one who recited the braisa to him. I think that's a misprint. If you say that's a misprint, then there's no right one way or the other whether Rabbi Hanina is right or wrong. He doesn't address the issue of Rabbi Hanina. The Gemara thought that this braisa, the way it originally read, it was a support to Rabbi Hanina. And once Rabbi Yochanan thinks that this braisa is a misprint, there's no support, there's no contradiction. We just. He's not taking a stand on the issue of Rabbi Hanina at all. Right, the sugi in Ksubas Daf Mem Hei applies the topic. The Gemara applies it there to Chiyuv Korban. That's a very fascinating sugi. That the Gemara applies it to a Chiyuv Korban the Hainu. If a person is Mechal Shabbos B'shoigeg, a plain civilian, is Chayvi the Kizba Osira. Let's say he's the Kengodl, and he was Mechal Shabbos B'shoigeg, so he brings Par Kengodl. Let's say he's the Melech, and he's Mechal Shabbos B'shoigeg, Nossi, so he brings the Soyer Nossi. So the Mishnah there, the Gemara there quotes a Mishnah from Hyrius. The Gemara in Ksubas, Daf Menhe, quotes a Mishnah in Hyrius that has both cases. He was Mechal Shabbos B'shergeg, and then he's appointed a king. So what does he bring now? So should I say he brings the Sawyer? Because now he's the Melech, and Melech Mechil Shabbos brings the Sawyer. Or do you say no? What kind of Sawyer? But at the time that he did that, Sawyer is a fancier carbon. At the time he did the Aver, he's a plain person. He wasn't yet appointed as the king. So maybe he should be Miskapa because Bo Sira. Or the Mishnah has the reverse case also. At the time, he was Mechal Shabbos B'shoigeg, He was the melech. And then they fired him. They impeached him. So the Mishnah assumes that there's such a thing as impeaching the king. That's what you see from the Mishnah. There's such a thing. Taisvis in Yuma on Daf Yud Beis, both the Yerushalmi about the other half of the Mishnah. It says about firing the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol is mismana the peh, mistalik the peh. You appoint the Kohen Gadol. And usually you say once he's appointed the Kohen Gadol, he remains li'olam v'od. Even if he's an old man, he steps down, he retires, let someone else do the avodah on Yom Kippur because he's too old. But he remains with the din of Kohen Gadol. You don't fire him. But there is a Gemara that some, once in a while, if you choose to, we have a right and an obligation to fire the Kohen Gadol if he doesn't belong in a position. So he's mismana b'peh and he's mistalik b'peh. There's such a thing as firing a Kohen Gadol. So the Mishnah in Hari speaks about he did the Chilul Shabbos when he was a Kohen Gadol, and then they fired him before for Guta Maisim Taivim that he did. And then, let's see, was gambling money, whatever. So they fired him from being a Kohen Gadol. Oh, he's Kohen Gadol. So then there's a discussion of Machlokes Satanayim. So how was he miskaper? Or he was a melech when he was Machal Shabbos, and then they fired him. They impeached him. Oh, he's melech. No more melech. So what carbon does he bring? And then there's a further discussion, what about Yedir HaSachel? The din is, it says in Parashas Vayikra, if the person did an aveira, then it says, Ohodei lot chatas o shachat ola. Im no de la. Oh, no de gishon ragachu. It doesn't mean, oh, or, it means if. So here also, Ohodei lot chatas o shachat ola. Im no de la ha'aveira, once you have Yedir HaSachel, then it's chayv to bring the korban. Before Yedir HaSachel, you're not chayv to bring the korban. Taisus points out in Shavuos and Davdavar on the base. Of course, you can't bring a achatas before you have Yedir HaSachet. Achatas is not bob ben edim and a dover. So how can they bring a achatas before he has Yedir HaSachet? But Taisus says no. It's a halacha. Let's say Shabbos is over. He says Havdalah, and he has a bad feeling about himself. He has a sneaking suspicion that he must have been mechal Shabbos b'shogeg because he didn't really enjoy the Shabbos. But he's not learning enough to know what avera he did. He does know all the hilchos Shabbos. So he's walking around, he feels bad. He takes a beim and he's magdish the beim. But Kizba says, magdish and harezel lachatosi. I know I was machal shah. I don't know what I did. I know I was machal shah. Then the next day he sits down with Chayyotim, a kid from Shulchan Aruch. And he looks through and he finds out, yeah, he did one of those malachas. That's absolutely a malacha that arises in his chayv chatos. So Taisim says he has to be magdish the chatos again. Because at the time that he was magdish it, since there was no Yedir HaSachet, so the hakdosha was not chal. It's not merely halacha. If you don't have Yedir HaSachet, so how can you bring a chatas to the Beis HaMikdash? It's not bob and edim and edova, and it'll be chulam bazara if you don't know for sure. Now Tosis talks a case, you are makdish the chatas at the time that you weren't sure, and then he has Yedir HaSachet later, and then he brings the chatas to the Beis HaMikdash. So if he's not makdish it again a second time, so Tosis says it'll be absolute chulam bazara because the hekdash was not chal b'shaito. The Hekdish is only chal after Yedir HaSachet. So there's a further discussion in the Tanaim. What if he did the Avera when he was a head yod, and then he is appointed a Kohen Gadol as appointed a Melech, then it has the Yedir HaSachet later? What's it in that case? What role does it? Because the Chiyav Chata is only chal after Yedir HaSachet. You have to have done the Avera and have a Yedir HaSachet. So what's the din? So the Gemara goes the whole discussion. The whole discussion, Machlokes Satanaim, and how to read the Shitas Reb Shimon over there. Okay. But that's a hemshech of this topic. You cannot be done, you cannot have a kakai psak now. You cannot say that a melech becomes b'chuyif to bring a kizbo sira. How can you say a melech becomes b'chuyif to bring a kizbo sira? Nor can you say that you b'chuyif to bring a sawyer for an aver that you bid behead yod. So how does it work? So it's similar to this one. Gemara has a discussion. Yeah, that's also Mishnayis. Increases. The Mishnayis increases talk about that. What if his status changes? By an oil of Yerida, an Ani gets away with less, and an Osha has to bring more. So what's the din if he changes in the middle? So the Mishnayis have a Machlokes Satanayim, what the din is. Okay. The next Mishnah we already discussed a few times that there have been Sura Moris Chayv Misal Shem Sofo. The Aveira that he did right now doesn't really. You have to have an Aveira. Ain't no Inchman came Masirin. If the person didn't violate any other, you can't give an Einu Shaguf of Misa Malkus. But the Einish doesn't always correspond to the Aveira. Here, the Einish is way more than the Aveira should have warranted. So that's called Merag al Shem Sof. Okay. Then the Mishnah continues, Habo b'machteres, Ein Beis HaMelach. Once we said once we, until now, the Perek was talking about all the Dinah Ben Mitzar Mor. Shem Gendik, we already finished Ben Mitzar Mor. But once we mentioned that a Ben Mitzar Mor is Nereg Al Shem Sofo, so the Mishnah continues that other people also are Nereg Al Shem Sofo. Haboba Machteres is Nidan Al Shem Sofo. He didn't murder anybody yet, but since he's sneaking in order to burglarize the house, and Rabbi explains Chazak, and he knows that the Balabos, whom he's victimizing, if he's going to catch him in the middle, he's going to resist. A man is not going to stand by while someone burglarizes his house. So he's going to go try to prevent the burglar from pulling off the geneva. He's going to resist. So the burglar comes with an arm. He comes with a gun. So he's going to he's probably going to kill him. So that's considered a raidif. Even though he's not outright raidif, that's a chiddush. He's not an outright raidif. Raidif is the next Mishnah talks about a raidif. A raidif achachaber lahargoy. It is a din that abo lahargocha hashkim lahark. That's a din of raidif. But this is a chiddush of raidif. Abo b'machteret says in the pasuk in Chumash, we have a right to treat him already as a raidif al shem sofo. Because we know, everybody knows, I'm not going to sit back idly and watch someone else burglarize my house. So I'm going to resist and I'm going to fight with him. He's coming, he's prepared to kill me, so we already give him the status of a raidif. So the Mishnah continues, that's Haba Machteres Nidan Al Shem Sofo. We already consider him as a raidif because of what his plans will develop to be, probably. Hayabab Machteres Ushibar Sachavis, and Yesh Lodamim Chai, and Main Lodamim Potter. This is a chidush. We have a din of Komlei B'Birab Minei. Rashi Shtels Tzu. Rashi on the Mishnah refers it to Ksubas Daflamin Hei, the whole sugi of Komlei B'Birab Minei. What's the din of Komlei B'Birab Minei? A normal case, let's say, a Surf Kedisha Shal Chaver B'Shabbos, a Mishnah Bava Kama. If I burn down someone else's barn on Shabbos, if I'm burning down someone else's barn on the weekdays, I pay, it's worth $100,000, the bond with all the tvua. This is, I owe $100,000. I burned down my own bond on Shabbos as a malach of Havar. I did a malach of making a fire. So if I burned down someone else's bond on Shabbos, so I'm chayiv misa because of the chil of Shabbos, and I'm chayiv mamin because of the odma mazik. So we learn that from a pasuk that once you chayiv misa and mamin keechot, simultaneously, if a guy is mazik everybody and then he goes and he smokes a cigar next year, so you don't say that he becomes potel amafre from all of the chi of mazik that he did over the last over his whole lifetime, the last 80 years, because mechal Shabbos at the end of his lifetime. But if it's simultaneous, he's mechal Shabbos together at the same time the idna together with the chi of mamon, so then there's a din of kamle b'dirabine if it comes at the same time. So that din of kamle b'dirabine that we know, that's a pasuk in Mishpatim. That we know from Mishpatim. Rashi adds on here a bigger chiddush. What if it's, let's say, Bizman Hazeh? That there's no Bezen who's being dandy in the Fashis Bizman Hazeh. Nobody gave any Hasra. The guy was Machal Shabbos, B'Shoigeg. Or even if it's Bemezid, there's no Hasra, there's no Bezen, there's no Skila, there's no Onshim Bizman Hazeh. They still apply the din of Kamlev with the Rabbinate Bizman Hazeh. So the Prima Gordon writes in Ilchus Shabbos, yes, they still apply. Why? That's like Tana de Bechiriskia. Igmar has the Brice. From Chizkiya's yeshiva, Tana, the Bechizkiya and his yeshiva, they had a brisa. Chai b'mis v'shoigigim. Let's say the guy is Machal Shabbos b'shoigig. So the Bezna is not going to make a Gmar Din l'misa. He still say Kamle with the Rabbinah. Even though, bottom line, even though in effect l'maisa, he's not going to get an Oynish Misa. But since the Maisa that he did was such a Maisa there of Chil Shabbos that it deserved to get an Oynish Misa, so that's also covered with the Din of Kamle with the Rabbinah. So that's what Rashi says over here. On the Mishnah, someone burglarized someone else's home. A yid burglarizes another yid's home on a weekday. And he knows that Balabas is there. He's sleeping in his bedroom. And he knows, and he has in mind, if he's going to resist, I'm going to shoot him. I'm coming with a weapon. I'm prepared to kill him in order to pull off the burglary. And then I smashed some of the windows. I made hazekim in the middle of the process. And then I was nichnas b'shalom liyotz b'shalom. I got away with it. So what's the din? So the Mishnah says it's kamle b'dirabminei. It's kamle b'dirabminei. Since the chiyuv of misa came simultaneously with the chiyuv of mamon, it's kamle b'dirabminei. So Rashi says, what do you mean chiyuv misa? But l'maisa he was yotze b'shalom. He left already. You cannot give him a ranish misa later because it was boba machteres. If a guy was machal Shabbos 100 years ago and he did tshuva 1,000 times over, and we catch him 100 years later, we give him the ranish misa. But if someone is boba machteres, he you only have the right to kill him while he's Bova Machteres. Once he stops, once he walks away, he no longer has a din of right. You only have a right to kill him because man is doing the redifa. The minute he stops the redifa, Zois Raidiv, so you can't kill him. So Rashi's bothered. How does the Mishnah say Vishibas Hakelim is Potter? How can it be that he's Potter? So that's what Rashi says, just like there's a din of Tom the Bechizkin. The Chagim is Shegigim, Turim and Atashlumin, that the Bezin cannot pass in the Rizchayev Mamin, if simultaneously with the Maisa Hezik or with the Geneva, whatever it was. There was a Maisa that should have been Mechayev Nisi, even though the Maisa, it was Bishoigig, it was Bismanazer, it was Beliedim, Beli Hasra, doesn't matter. But the Maisa was such a Maisa Chil Shabsa, Maisa Bitsicha, something. There should have been Mechayev Nisi. So similarly over here also, even though the Poyo Mamish never led up to anything, he was Boba Machteris and he was Nichnas B'Shalom V'Yatam Shalom. No one ever killed him. But since theoretically there was a possibility that someone had the right to kill him, Boba Machteris is Nid Nal Shem Sofo, it's Nitan Lahorg and Nitan Matzila Ben Avshay, so you were permitted to kill him at that time, so therefore it's also Kam Levi Derabbani. That's where Rashi writes, it's also a din of Kam Levi Derabbani. Again, it's not the regular din, it's not a normal case of Kam Levi Derabbani. The Achrayim point that Fikayam quotes this from a Mechilta. It's not a normal din of Kam Levi Derabbani. Kam Levi Derabbani normally means when this person is Chayiv Nisa. A person is Mechal Shabbos, Hasurv Gedisha Shel Chaveiro. I burned down the other one's barn, so for burning a barn on Shabbos, you chayv misa. So since you should have been chayv misa, so therefore you potter from the moment. Here it's not habovah machteres, it's chayv misa. No, they catch him next year. They catch him 5 minutes after he finishes the whole burglary. The police catch him after he finishes the burglary. So they don't give him the yonish misa. It's only nitam lahatzila ben afshay while he's doing the redifa. So it's a different word. It's nitan lahatzila ben afsho. You're allowed to kill the burglar in order to save the life of the victim, of the man who lives there in the house. It's not really a case of chayiv misa. So how did the Tanoim know that this is governed with the din of kam levi derabbani? It's not the same as a normal case. How did they know to jump to cover this case as well? So that's what the Afikayam points out. The Mechilta has a separate drasha on this pasuk. It says, "Im zorcha shemesh olav." How does it say? "Im zorcha shemesh olav." Zorcha shemesh damim lo. It says, "Abava machteres ein lo damim." Unless zorcha shemesh olav, then damim lo. So, what does it mean, damim lo, ein lo damim? The Mishnah has, "Abava machteres." Sometimes is yesh lo damim, but sometimes ein lo damim. What does that mean? How do you say the pirush amilas? So, Gemara is going to explain what the din is. The father is burglarizing his son's home. So the Gemara says, that's not normal, that a father should go kill a son. The son should be prepared to kill his father. That, the Gemara says, they can see that already. The son will be prepared. The parents love their children much more than the children love the parents. The halacha assumes that psychology is correct. And the grandparents, when we learned the sugya in the third fact, the grandparents love the grandchildren more than the grandchildren love the grandparents. Is an afkamina halach and hilchas krogim psulim leivus. Here, we assume a halacha based on this assumption that the parents normally love. Sometimes you have abnormal parents; they kill the children. In the newspapers, you read Maisim b'chol yom. Here in America, you have all kinds of crazy people. But normally, you assume that parents love the children; the parent will never kill a child. So, if the father's breaking in, burglarizing the son's home, it's already abnormal. It's already abnormal. But you should normally assume the father is not prepared to kill the son. Unless you know that he hates his son, and he's prepared, and he will have a din of Boba Machteris. So then whoever has a right to kill the burglar, the son or anybody else has a right to kill the burglar. But if you don't know one way or the other, you should assume that the father does not have a mind to kill the son. And if I cared, let's say the son is burglarizing the father. So if you know Bavadai, the son would never kill the father, nisht is nisht. So then the son does not have a din of Boba Machteris, he's not allowed to kill. But you know that one way or the other, what the story is, what the relationship is, you assume that the son is prepared to kill a father. And it's Labdavka, father and a son. The Gemara says, if the Heilige Tzadik Chafetz Chaim is burglarizing my home, what kind of lashon is that? But that's the lashon that they use. Yeah. The Gemara has on the top of Amud Beis, Omar Rav, call the Asi Aloi Bimachtarto, anybody's going to break into my home, Katil Nalei, I'll kill him, except if it's Rav Chanina Bashela, that holy Tzadik, the Chafetz Chaim. Then I wouldn't kill him, because I know for sure he's not going to, he'll burglarize, he'll do whatever, but he's not going to kill me. So the Gemara says, it's not a rule, father and a son. If the father breaking in on the son, you assume that he's not prepared to kill him unless you know beferish otherwise. The son breaking on the father, you assume that he is prepared to kill him unless you know otherwise. And if it's anybody else, Nishkin father and Nishkin son, so you always assume that the burglar is prepared to kill the victim, the word person whom he's burglarizing, unless you know Bavada that he's such a holy tzaddik that he, not such a holy tzaddik, he's burglarizing, but he would never kill him. Okay, so that's the clock. So the pasuk has the lashon Zorchal Hashemish, means it's klor v'detog. It doesn't really depend whether it's daytime or nighttime. It depends if it's klor v'detog, if it's crystal clear that he's not prepared to kill him, or balabein, or I know Bavada is chanina b'shelus tzaddik, whatever. So then it says domim lo. And if not, Abba Machter is in London. How do you translate the word domim lo in London? So the Pashup Shad in the Pasuk means domim lo or dam is blood. So we consider it as if his blood is circulating. Domim lo. A person who's alive is a person who has blood circulating. And a person who is dead, the definition of death is when there's no longer any blood circulation. So that's what the Rav Grua, that there is a Leon, the Ibn Ezra says like that. Domim lo means we consider the right if the Baba Machteris as if his blood is circulating. I mean, he is alive, he's walking around, he's functioning. So we consider the fact that his blood is circulating. Ein lo domim means the halacha considers it as if his blood is not circulating, as if he's a gabrik tilo, and therefore you're permitted to kill him. So this is one level of interpretation. Domim lo. Ein lo domim means is it muta lahargo, is it also lahargo? Domim lo means he's a chai. He's alive and there's an Issa Ritzichi. You're not allowed to kill him. And Eilo Damim means you treat it as if he's a mace, a Gabrik Tila, and you're allowed to kill him. Then the Tannaim and the Mechilta have another level of interpretation. Damim Tarti Mashma. Damim means blood circulating. Damim means mammon. So Damim law means that he has to pay the mammon for being Meshaber Sachavis, for being Meshaber Sakelim. Eilo Damim means the Kamla Bidirab Minei. Means he's not Chayef to pay Tashlumi mammon. So the Afikeyan points out when the Chiltan needed a separate drasha, a separate marker, to say that there's such an institution of Kamal Levi Derabine, because this is really different from the normal case of Kamal Levi Derabine. The normal case of Kamal Levi Derabine in the Chumash is they killed somebody, Hasarvik Bisha Shachaver of Shabbos, he burned down the barn on Shabbos. He did a Maisa Chel Shabbos, a Maisa Ritzich, that if you catch him 100 years from now, you still give him the Yanish Misa. Here, if you catch him, the police catch him after he burglarized the house based on his fingerprints or whatever. They don't give an Einish Misa later on. He's off the hook later. It's only Nita Latzila Benapsha, this man that is doing the Redifa. The minute he finishes doing, stops doing the Redifa, you don't give him any Einish. And nonetheless, the Mishnah says that it's coming to the Rabbinate. So where's the mocker? So that's what the Mechilta learned out from this new Drosha. Ein lo domim. Ein lo domim means two things. He's considered like a Gabrik Tila who Hahorgoin and Merigolo. And number two, Ein lo domim doesn't have to pay. A new din of Kamla with the Rami, a new parsha of Kamla with the Rami. So this Mishnah, the Gemara has, both on Amud Aleph and on Amud Beis, very famous discussions. On Amud Beis is the famous discussion about abortion, about Reidif, the din of Reidif, and on Amud Aleph is a lot about Kamla with the Rami. Okay, we'll have to continue next week with you. This week's Sedra, there's a very interesting contrast between the two milchamas that are spoken of. It says, by right before Kriyas Yamsav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry, Hashem Yilochem Lachem, Ve'atem Tachrishim. The Baruch Hashem is going to take care of the milchama. Then at the end of the Sedra, it says that when Amalek came to fight with the Jewish people, it says, K'sav Zav Zikar Ma'asev Simbiyos Neshua, there's going to be milchama b'Amalek. And why do you have to write it then? We have to. Mochet Timchet Zem, we have the Chiyav, the fear. The Mohammed. The Baruch Hashem is going to help us also. Emche zech amolek, but it means timche. We have the chiyuv. So when is it? When do we have the chiyuv to do Mohammed? When does the Baruch Hashem have the chiyuv? When does he do the Mohammed? So the Mefarshim point out that it's like ani ledoide vidoide li. It depends who the enemy is. Who is he championing with? What was bothering Paro? What did he come to chase after Bnei Yisrael? These people were his avodim. And they left, and he wants back his avodim. He's not chattering against it. He's not starting up.